Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, ladies. This is the first pod since the live show, and yet it feels like many moons ago. It feels like it's been a month.
I know. I can't believe it. It's funny because two pods have come out since the live show, but this is the first one we've actually recorded.
Yes, the live show was in Sydney on Thursday night. And I think some people might be expecting us to record the tapes, release the tapes, but we didn't record it. And I'm going to tell you why, which is that we kind of want the live shows to be fun, experiential things and capture the vibe of the moment. So everyone who wants to hear, you're going to have to come along to the next one. We're going to put on a bunch more. And they're just like a really fun, yeah, the energy was just amazing. It was...
Yeah, it was really lovely. I think fully agree. We need the vibes for the room only. I don't think they'll translate into like a recorded thing. And also when you actually think about it, whoever watches those genuinely.
And yeah, I feel the
same. And then
same.
Now I think basically people wanted it to be recorded because they thought it was like a once only thing, because obviously it is the one time we've ever done a live show despite having the podcast for like 5 years. Yeah. But now that we've done it, loved it, had so much fun. Thank you to everyone who came and made the night just so fucking fun. We're going to do a lot more. I was like, basically afterwards we were chatting to some of the girls who came, and I started doing like a poll. I was like, would you come again? And everyone was like, yes, like absolutely. So not only will we need to do a Sydney live show for everyone who missed out, but also the girls want to come again, which was like the most special feedback ever.
Yeah, it was very touching. We kind of spoke to everyone afterwards, and it was quite overwhelming, but a very beautiful. We just have everyone who listens is just really nice and cool and lovely and friendly and open, and I don't know. The front row was full of girlies who had tickets but didn't have friends to go with, so they all met at the pub before and hung out and became pals.
I was meant to say that on stage because that was a surprise for you. And then I forgot to tell you that on the AWD Close Friends Instagram and on the Patreon, I started a group and invited every girl who was going solo to the group. So the group was like 25 people in it, and I was like the admin, and was watching quietly, like silently stalking as everyone organized to meet up at the pub beforehand. And yeah, then they got the whole front row together. And it was funny because while we were on stage, a few of the girls in the front row were getting a bit rowdy. Like people were coming in and out and grabbing, filling up another glass of wine. And yeah, it was funny because then afterwards I realized that they were all the girls who'd come together and didn't know each other and had like made friends with each other, which was really, really lovely.
You'd never guess. You'd think they were childhood besties.
So speaking of wine, we got Hidden Sea Wines to provide the girlies with a glass of wine on entry, which everyone loved. So we all got to have after work drinks together, and we actually weren't meant to be there, but then in classic fashion we were like running around. I was running around in denim shorts and a t-shirt, and Grace was just in her like work gear, and everyone people would look at us and then like double take because they didn't expect to see us like running the merch desk ourselves.
We were behind the merch stand.
The merch girl got stuck on a train and she was texting me going, I'm so sorry, fucking hell. And I was like, it's a very AWD listener thing to happen, to just like not show up.
We were like everywhere all at once. Like everywhere you looked, we were like pouring the wines. We were selling the merch. We were like ushering people in. We were on stage.
Yeah, we were staying at Oxford House, which was fucking gorgeous in Paddington.
So nice.
And so that was just down the road from the cinema. So then after we were like running around the merch desk and all of this stuff, because we didn't think people were going to arrive. We said arrive at 6:30, but everyone was there at 6. But I just had not anticipated that happening. And the cinema guy was like, yeah, they just come like immediately as doors open. And I was like, fucking hell. And then I was like, fucking hell, Sean. Like, and Sean
Shout
was just so confused
Sean.
About the girls, because he was like, how many people are you expecting tonight? And we were like, no, sold out as fuck. Grace's mother-in-law can't even come.
Sold out, Sean. Can't even come. Sean was like, the night before they'd had a Q&A, a civilized Q&A with Eric Banner about his new like Australian art house film drama set in the outback, and the following night that Sean could get his head around us and the girlies, Sean was perplexed. There was too much chaotic feminine energy thrown at him for a good 8 hours.
So much chaotic feminine energy thrown at him. But yeah, so Hidden Sea Wines, I just want to actually give a proper shout out to them because they're great. They're Australian owned and they're super focused on sustainability. So for every single bottle of wine they sell, they remove and recycle 10 plastic bottles from the ocean. And this year in January, they just removed their 25th millionth bottle.
Incredible.
From the ocean. So the more people who buy that wine, it's just good drinking, good for the environment, delicious wine. We had a feature-length pour on stage with us, and someone said, did you hear them? Were they talking to me or you? And they said that when we first got on stage, we like seemed a little bit shy and nervous. And then as the feature-length pours started going down, the combo was flowing,
that.
Laughs were flowing.
Real time.
Someone said to me it was great to see Grace's
gesticulations
in real life. I meant to interrupt you at one point because you were being so funny. You were literally like drawing shapes in the air with your hands as you spoke, and I meant to be like, lol, like now you guys can see what I put up with every week on the podcast. But you were so into the conversation and the hands were moving so fast that I was like, I can't even interrupt her to point this
flow
out right now, because
let her stay there.
Yeah, she was in flow. You were like, what
was
is
I even
pie with
about?
Your like hands?
That's weird because we were doing handheld mics and yet it's, yeah, love it.
Yeah, the other hand.
Just in the moment. Okay, so love Hidden Sea Wines. We love Chula for the non-drinking girlies.
Yes. Non-alcoholic aperitifs. Actually, the cinema wouldn't let us have them in the cinema, but they're like these delicious non-alcoholic aperitifs, which are also very chic. And I've been like super into drinking the equivalents over here in LA, so it's like cool to hear that not only does Australia have their own version, but they're owned by a girlie. It's girly owned and operated. After Work Drinks fan, tastes delicious. She was at the show and she snuck one in for me to drink, and I drank it after, and it was so yummy. So they sponsored us. They wanted to provide non-alcoholic Tula for everyone, but the cinema would not allow it. So hopefully for the next one, and everyone should support them if you're trying not to drink heaps or just wanting to drink a little bit less. I have the LA equivalent in my fridge right now, which is what I just have when I have a little cute little dinner and don't want a wine.
Yeah, those drinks are essential. Okay, who else is on the list? We had a really lovely lineup of amazing sponsors.
Yeah, none of this as well was organized beforehand. This is just like these fucking great, clever career girlies reaching out on their own because they, I don't know, I'm just like, you're very clever, yeah. Aren't you? I just wouldn't even think to do that. But First Colors, who are this amazing, sustainable Australian brand, who are doing their first Paris Fashion Week show. This was announced after the live show.
That's incredible.
They're making their Paris Fashion Week debut next month. So that's fucking sick. And they also sponsored the show, and then they gave all the girlies at the show, and it also still works for everyone listening, a 30% off discount code for the website, and the code is AWD. So that's a little treat that everyone can get involved in.
A little treat for everybody. And then the final sponsor was Gentle, which is just an amazing, amazing women's like health and wellness brand. It's created by Monica, who I work with on Parfem, and she's just a total genius. And
She started Oyster Magazine.
She moved into Parfem, into the sexual wellness space. Now this is her new baby, and it's literally going to be an empire, and the products are fucking amazing. And it's a mix of like electrolyte pH level based drinks that help with UTIs, but are also really good for hangovers, which every girly got one. So they had that is the nicest thing, not to pat ourselves on the back, but of all the little gifts to give a girly, a UTI / hangover cure is just number one.
Yeah.
But they also do intimate washes, sex based products. It's the best. And they basically offered, which they were very kind to extend to all AWD listeners, if you follow We Are Gentle on Instagram and you DM them saying we love AWD, they're doing a giveaway pack of like all of their best products together for 6 AWD girlies. So if you're listening now, follow and DM for a chance to get some more electrolytes. I'm gonna do it too.
I love AWD.
Get out of the way, girlies.
Yeah, no. Now basically we want to plan our next live show. We're on a high. I loved it. It was so fun. So we're locking it in, but we don't have a date yet. But London in the summer, ideally for me, late July, because that's when my little sister will be in town and she can be our runner, our merch girl, our door girl, our mic girl for the Q&A. I was like, I literally was just like, oh my God, like if we lived in a city, say if we were doing Perth or Auckland, it's just like the amount of people we would have to like help out.
Yeah.
As in like young kids, my sister's friends, like you just need like some kids about to be like, oh my God, run and do this. Oh yes. My God. Do that. We did all the production ourselves, hence being on the merch. Yeah, we need some like manual labor, but she's up for it. So
very exciting. Late July. Yeah, late July works for me. A summer romp, a summer rendezvous.
So that'll be really fun. And then we need to obviously plan for Melbourne, Auckland,
Perth.
Why not Perth?
Queensland.
LA. Why not LA?
Why not Paris? Silence.
Who?
Silence.
Where's one of the random? Where's there's no one in Paris.
Except
not one
Jean.
Single person in Paris bought merch. Oh, Jean the Wizard.
Wizard.
Someone said, "Did you guys book it at Cheval? Is it? How do you say the cinema's name?
I think it's the Cheval.
Cheval. Did someone said, "Did you book it at that cinema because of Un Cheval?" Mange un orange, and I was like, oh
yes,
my God.
We did. We should have renamed it that for a night.
I didn't even like think of that until the girlie said that.
A missed opportunity.
More merch. Let's do more merch. It's all happening.
We want to expand the empire. We've got mogul energy right now.
All the crazy ideas, and then nothing comes into fruition. But more pea brain hats are coming because they're sold out as fuck.
They're so sold out. I barely have one. I have one. I'm holding on to it for dear life.
That's the only thing I have now is a pea brain hat. I don't know where everything else is gone.
I have Jade.
Oh, and pea brain shorts.
Yeah, I got the pea brain hat and shorts. I've got Jade. Everything else was shipped. You girls wiped us out.
Yeah. Okay, on to, we need to discuss, I'm just going to send you this in case you don't have it open. Actually, you can just Google it, but we need to discuss Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper holding hands.
I'm not vibing this. Maybe, I don't know. It feels kind of
bring up the image.
Cosmically correct. Picks confirm unexpected new A-list couple. Okay, let's do a line by line. I like
what he's wearing.
Yeah. It's so illegal.
Is so cursed.
It's, yeah. It's actually the most endearing thing I've ever seen about him.
What?
Just like the fact that he's dating this young supermodel and he's obviously like freaked out and just put on the most insane collection assortment of clothes trying to be stylish.
True. So he has like this blue beanie on.
Is it? What does it say on it?
I'm trying to zoom in. It must be the brand. But
it's something in
he's
French.
He's got like a blue beanie
it's
on.
Annoying.
Some like kind of Ray-Ban-esque glasses.
I like
the coat.
Like a pea coat. It's like a caban or something. A wool.
The coat is so bad. Then we get down to the like cargo pants, army style cargo pants.
But not cool. They're like skinny, a skinny leg army style cargo pant with that.
I don't know if they're even skinny leg or if he is like fat leg.
They're meant to skinny be baggy.
Leg? Well, yeah, they're not meant to be super baggy, but surely that they don't look like they're meant to be like as tight as they are on this man. I think he's wearing a size too small. He's got big thighs.
Yeah, he's wearing, they have the effect of a skinny leg camo print cargo pant, which I believe this is the first time I've ever seen that in real life.
Bradley Cooper's 6'1". He looks like 5'2" in this. Because of those pants, don't you think? Those are not the legs of a 6'1" man. And then that coat makes him look so short. Like, the only reason you think he's tall is because, you know, Gigi Hadid's tall.
Where is, like, look where his, I know he's wearing a jacket, but like, look where his legs appear to stop versus hers. It's like a good 7 to 8 inches.
I know. But then because of the coat, even his torso looks short. And then he's got the little scarf on that makes his, like, neck look short. The hat on the head is so crazy to me. Like, the more I look at it, the more tiny his head looks. And then the shoes. And then he has these Nike trainers on with the laces undone, which is fucked up for a man of his age.
It's a crazy setup. And I don't understand. And I kind of like that I don't understand. I feel like them as a couple is just so, like, ChatGPT putting celebrities together. You know what I mean? It's just too – it makes too much sense. It's too clean and obvious and
– it does make sense.
Perfect.
But I also would think, like, surely Gigi Hadid knows Irina Shayk.
Yeah, for sure.
Really relatively well.
I somehow get the energy that Irina Shayk wouldn't give a fuck. I don't know.
But I think Irina Shayk's been trying to get back with
him.
Do you
think?
I guess now she's dating what's-his-face, Tom Brady.
Yeah. I get the vibes from Irina Shayk that she's so absolutely and completely secure that she'd be like, oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd think Gigi was Jada. Yeah. Even though Irina's also Jada. Gigi's outfit is bad as well.
This is her affordable cashmere brand out in the wild.
Is that the pants she's wearing?
I don't mind the jacket, but I mean, who would? It's just a leather jacket.
The jacket's nice. Yeah. The jacket is nice. The trousers are bad. It's bad that she's... What? This is how she wants to wear her fucking trousers? In this shot? With these cargo pants? That makes them look, like, lengthy, though, I guess.
Lengthy?
They look good in comparison, I guess. Maybe that was the vibe. She was like, wear something where you look really foul and then I'll wear my pants and look good by comparison.
I just... I retract my statement on news.com.au, an article called Bradley Cooper Angers Ex with Gigi Hadid Romance.
Yeah, well, who's their source?
Great question. An insider told us that things were getting serious very quickly. The relationship is on steroids, the source said. They are together every day.
Told who? News.com.au?
I mean, surely not. Oh, this article originally...
Who's the Australian source?
This article originally appeared in Page Six.
Okay.
Although there is an obvious mutual attraction between the two, the insider made it clear that the relationship goes much deeper than that, telling us that Cooper finds Hadid intellectually interesting. Despite their 20-year age gap, the two have reportedly have a lot in common, such as their quote-unquote sense of humour and roles as single parents to a young daughter. That's nice. Okay, this is another Page Six. Bradley Cooper's ex Irina Shayk is less than thrilled about his budding relationship with Gigi Hadid. A source tells Page Six, Irina is not happy with Bradley for dating another supermodel, especially one who is younger. It took her by surprise.
Yeah, you're right. It did take her by surprise.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I feel personally victimized by... Nicki Minaj.
No, Nicki Minaj has come for us size 41s and it hurts.
So literally it is so, so, so funny. Basically, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj have beef. They've had beef forever, but now it's like come out again because basically Megan Thee Stallion last week dropped a song called Hiss, where basically she talks about Megan's law, which is like a federal law that requires information about registered sex offenders to be made available to the public. And basically everyone realized that was a diss about Nicki Minaj because her husband pleaded guilty to like attempted rape when he was a teenager. And then in 2020, he was arrested for failing to register as a sex offender in California. So, and then, yeah, his victim, like, sued both of them.
Hiss. So, Hiss is, like, Megan Thee Stallion's first big song since the court case and all of the drama that surrounded that. And I do feel like it's worth saying up front that whilst there is this Megan's Law line that everyone has latched onto and it's caused this beef with Nicki Minaj, the whole thing is just, like, an amazing takedown of everyone who's fucked with her over the past 2 years. And, like, the Nicki bit is just such a tiny part of it. She says Drake got a BBL. That should be... Honestly, this is all just distraction. Everyone's getting caught up. It's great for Drake.
Why are we not talking about Drake's BBL?
Drake's burying the story by like somehow pushing this beef so no one talks about the fact that he did a song making fun of girls who get BBLs. And then she says, Drake did.
Yeah.
And I believe it.
Yeah. So basically then Nicki Minaj went like quite like...
nuclear.
Quite over the top with this. So she did an Instagram live, starts like rapping about Megan having big feet, which is so fucking funny. Bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. the bitch fell off. I said, get up on your good foot. And that's about her getting shot in the foot.
Yeah, that's right.
And then basically she released a song on Sunday night called Bigfoot. Came out at 9 p.m. in LA. And we were listening to it like the minute at 9 p.m. on the dot. I was at Tan and Chell's house. And the end of the song when Nicki Minaj is like, at the end of the song when Nicki Minaj is whispering to her, it literally felt like so scary. I was like, I feel like she's in the room with us now. It felt very threatening. And I was like laughing about how many people around the world were listening to it at the exact same time, being like, this is so creepy and scary.
The first comment on YouTube is, this perfectly captures the feeling of being trapped on public transport with a crackhead.
Oh my God.
It does have that vibe, which you don't tend to get with celebrities nowadays, if she literally just got in a room and rapped this song, and then at the end is just like, yeah, whispering into the mic, being a bit crazy, and then she just put it up. It gave me chills. Yeah. We haven't had that kind of vibe for so long.
Same.
And I was like, she literally might just release another one that's even worse in 24 hours.
Well, she said she has five more up her sleeve, and she said, what did she say? If you don't apologize to me within 24 hours, yeah, I'm going to release another
one. And she said the most heinous things in this song, and then at the end she was like, this isn't even scratching the surface. Part two is coming.
I know. I mean, her response to this is,
I think we can all agree it's over the top.
Quite over the top, considering like one sentence about her in a diss track that just every person who's been a hater of Megan Thee Stallion. But it's so, like, what I just can't get over is the Bigfoot of it all. Like, I can't get over her having a go at Megan Thee Stallion, having big feet, calling a song Bigfoot, and then the album art.
The album art literally triggers me.
It's this huge, huge footprint in the sand, like a giant, and then Nicki Minaj's tiny little foot in a pink boot standing in it. And then when you swipe across, when she does 30 minutes left, you swipe across to the third image and it's just her cute little feet with a manicure. I was like, you're not only alienating Meg, but you're alienating every girl with big feet right now. Like, I want to, it's a great song, but it makes me feel upset.
It makes me feel upset too. She's saying the quiet part out loud and she's revealing what we've all known to be true, but never really had confirmed, which is that girls with small feet think they're better than girls with big feet.
Yes. Literally.
A new beauty standard to worry about.
Yeah. I was like, obviously we know that like having big feet isn't that chic. Like being able to fit, like I used to be the same size. I used to be the same size Chuck Taylor shoe as my ex-boyfriend, and we used to share shoes. Like, obviously, oh my God, not sexy. But fuck you, Nicki Minaj, for like making it so blatant.
She's empowering. She's empowering people to talk this way.
I know. And then I used to be like, well, Paris Hilton has size like 43 feet, so that's okay.
Does she?
She has huge feet. She can't find shoes in her size.
This is why she had her baby by a surrogate. Truly. Because every time you get pregnant, apparently your foot size goes up a size and doesn't go back down. Paris could not afford to get to a 45.
Oh my God, I thought you were talking about Megan. I was like, who are you talking about?
No, Paris Hilton.
What? It doesn't go down.
And it doesn't go down again. And I'm truly terrified because I'm on the cusp. I'm on the cusp of them not making shoes in my size.
I know. Also, I fucking hate. I want to like have like full go at those brands. There's all these cute little brands that make shoes. I can't remember what it's called. It makes all these really, really cute shoes that all these cute girls wear, and it's not expensive, or like it's not crazy like designer expensive, and they literally just don't go to a size. I think they stop at like a size 38. I'm like, that is discrimination.
Where is the talk about size inclusivity on this front?
Exactly.
I'm honestly being serious.
Seriously.
What is the chicest shoe size? I do feel like it's possibly a 39. Is that too high still? A 39? Like, what's the chicest shoe size? 38?
38?
37's too small. But 38 doesn't sound right. Maybe it's 37.
I think a woman's size. So what are we? Women's size like 9. I get so confused about the different countries.
Yeah, we're a 9 to 10. I know it changes country by country. So we're a UK 7, yeah. A US 9. I'm a 7.5. And that's a European 40.5. That's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, me
that
too.
I,
the European ones. But like, guessed. I think a woman's size 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, is cutest.
But I wouldn't want to be this tall and have a 36 or a 37.
I would. Would topple over.
I do feel like we're in proportion.
We're not. I don't think we are in proportion. We're like, you're 5'8 and I'm 5'7. Like, I don't think that.
I'm 5'9, I think. I think you're closer to 5'8.
Someone at the live show was like, you girls are so tall in real life. I was like, what a funny takeaway, you bitch.
You have such big feet in real life.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. We do a diss track about her. Okay, so I need to go, like, I have to say, as much as I don't love to see two amazingly talented women fight with each other, and Nikki did quite a few low blows that I wasn't on board with. I don't like the slut shaming thing. I'm not into it even when it's a woman doing it. It just is boring. But both the songs are so fucking good, and I just love seeing two women at the peak of their craft, just from a song perspective.
Yeah, the song is really good. But, like, I don't know. I think Meg just, why is Nikki trying to act like Megan didn't get shot again?
She says, she accuses her of a bunch of stuff. One is that she says that she hooked up with her best friend's man, her best friend's partner, which I think that was a story, and the best friend came out and said that that happened. Then she accuses her of sleeping with her dead mother's partner, which is, like, really dark and sinister. And her mum was a rapper as well. And at the end she says, you should apologise to your mum. We can't bring mums into this. We can't bring dead mums into
dead
this.
Dead mums, especially.
Dead mums are off limits. And, yeah, she basically accuses her of not getting shot and just stepping in glass, which is really fucked up. And if a male rapper did that, we would all be like losing our minds, you know.
And she said that she brought in Kylie Jenner, because, like, so crazy that Megan got shot after a party at Kylie Jenner's house, and she said that Kylie kicked her out of the house.
Yeah, for being too drunk or something.
Oh, so crazy. The tea in that track. I want to bring it up. Bigfoot lyrics.
I know.
And then she's, like, going off. I love both of these women. Like, I genuinely think they're both so fucking talented. But, like, Nikki going off on Instagram being, like, Bigfoot was, like, the biggest debut of 2024. I was like, girl, we're, like, 5 days into the year. Yeah. Officially earns the biggest debut for a solo female rap song of 2024 on Spotify.
I think she's trying to just dig at the fact that it did better than his. Like, it was immediately up. The numbers were higher and the downloads were quicker. But that's just because Nikki's more famous than Megan is.
Also, everyone's fucking nosy because she was teasing how much tea was going to be in the song. Like, I listened to it immediately. And his was... yeah, one lyric about her.
I feel sad that I just feel like Hiss, when I listened to it, it felt like such a moment for Megan Thee Stallion. It felt like her comeback. It's so good. The visuals are fucking amazing. The cover art is so good. It just felt like this really powerful comeback moment for her. And it's just been overshadowed by this stuff. And it's got very, like, messy and nasty. And I mean... we love the drama. We love to see it. Unfortunately, we're weak. We're weak humans. But I do wish you could have just had this time.
Gail King.
She talks about her going on Gail King and not crying. I feel like what I hate about this is I feel like Nicki Minaj is saying a bunch of shit that male rappers think and say amongst each other about Megan Thee Stallion, and it's been allowed to be said and aired and for everyone to talk about it in this gross misogynistic way because it's Nicki saying it and not someone else. And that's the part of it that I really don't like, because it's just boring and it's bad for women.
No, for sure. But yeah, for sure. I mean, Drake, people were saying shit about her, and then yeah. Megan came out and said how fucking damaging it was to her. Like, Megan has come out and written a fucking essay for Elle talking about how insane it was to literally get shot by someone you're fucking dating, people to be there, and then to have, like, the entire music industry, all of these male rappers and everyone discredit you because they're friends with your, like, literal abuser. It's
yeah.
fucking crazy. And she had to go to court for it, and she said it was super traumatizing, and she has just been through this, like, really, really intense emotional thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is her first comeback. She finally got it proven in court that it happened after everyone doubted her, and then fucking yeah. Bigfoot comes out. Like, I just am sort of like, it just feels
thing.
Yeah, it just feels like this vendetta that Nicki is on now because someone mentioned, like, her fucking husband in one lyric is quite, it's just like such a crazy response. And wait, I had something else I was about to say there. Oh yeah. And then, like, even I was just reading that with that Megan's Law thing, not to bring it back to this, like, literally Nicki Minaj is going to cancel the hell out of us in a song in a minute. But the victim of Nicki Minaj's husband, Jennifer Hugh, has sued both him and Nicki Minaj for harassment, claiming that they tried multiple times to get her to recant her accusation. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. It's just like, if someone wrongs these two, they just get super intense about it. But yeah, I agree. It's like, I don't know. I just feel for Megan right now.
Same. Of all the things, she'd be like waiting for waiting to weather herself against the storm, and she would have seen the word Bigfoot and been like, no. No.
How big are her feet?
Oh.
Oh my God, people Google, I said, how big are, and then the thing that it ended was, how big are Megan's feet?
Oh my God.
Oh, this is my worst nightmare.
This is my worst nightmare come to pass.
How big are Megan's feet and how tall is she? Can't find it.
She says she's basically 6 foot. I mean, 6 foot's nice. Beautiful, tall woman. She's reported, the singer and fashion mogul's shoe size is reported to be around a US 9. I mean, we've been named and shamed, Izzy.
Yeah, I mean, she can't be that much bigger, can she?
5'10", 178 centimeters.
That makes sense for her height. How tall is Nicki Minaj? You can't, yes. Short girls.
Nicki Minaj is so, Nicki Minaj is like 5'2". Yeah.
This is not a fair fight.
It's not a fair fight at all.
How big are Nicki Minaj's feet then? Oh, of course, 7.
I mean, that ratio's, you know.
She has big feet.
Yeah, she has her big height. Feet for her size. Oh, God. I'm feeling frightened now by saying that.
What?
Saying she has big feet for her height. I feel like she'll come for us. Of everything we said today. Bringing out the ratios.
She's got bigger fish to fry. Also, I fucking love Nicki Minaj. I literally listen to her music every single day. She's so talented.
She's literally a genius.
She is. She just is, obviously, the better rapper out of the two.
Yeah,
but I'm like, yeah. It doesn't mean that Megan Thee Stallion's not talented or doesn't deserve a spot and also didn't just go through so much shit. And I fucking love Meg's songs as well. There's just room for both of us.
Exactly. It's just like there's a bazillion, million, trillion, gazillion male rappers. And I'm like, these are the two of the most exciting, talented, incredible women rappers. And I don't like seeing them go at it. It's making me feel sad.
Yeah.
But I love both the songs.
But they've always had beef, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Just not to this level.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the, like, origins of that beef was. But I don't know. I can't remember. I wonder what's next. She hasn't really said anything else since she said that she was going to release another diss track in 24 hours if she didn't get an apology. I doubt she got an apology.
I doubt she got an apology. Megan said on a like interview I saw on TikTok with someone, I think it was Charlamagne the God, she said, all I'm saying is a bit dog gone holla, basically saying if she's freaking out this much, it means that I like struck a nerve.
Yeah.
Which I think is true. I would just, and she put up an Instagram story of herself like laughing.
I mean, it's great, great, like, press for both of them, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you, what would your diss track be about now someone's just done it? They've just done Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot. Bigfoot's really getting it in where it hurts. How did she create that album art so quickly, or that single art?
She just paid someone a lot of money, I guess.
Do you think she shot it?
Yeah, must have. Her creative team, like, she's like, okay, what's the single art for Bigfoot? Go. And then people have to come up with this. Did you see? Also, this is quite funny. Charli XCX is releasing a new album. And yesterday she posted on her Instagram a list of, like, marketing ideas from her team. I was like, this is my worst nightmare. You've got the whole internet taking the piss. So she did swipe for some marketing ideas I was sent last week. Charli gets her nipple pierced.
I love her.
Charli crashes drag brunches and lip syncs to her own songs across LA and New York. Alternative, Charli crashes weddings and sings her own songs. Alternative two, Charli crashes a sweet 16 and sings. Alternative three, Charli crashes the bar mitzvah and sings. Next ideas, Charli leaks a sex tape. VD playing
Lolli. Is this real?
Yeah. VD, I mean, the sex tape one is, could do well. VD playing Lolli in the background.
You can't say that to your talent.
I know. Oh, and then in the brackets, Paris Hilton sex tape as a reference. Night vision gradient camera style a la Midnight in Paris. Paris Hilton sex tape. Winona moment. Charli gets caught shoplifting at a mall and leaks the CCTV footage. Position it carefully so we steal from a brand Charli is planning on collaborating with later.
That's actually kind of genius. Shout out to this marketing person.
I like the sex tape one. Charli for president. Charli announces she's running for office. This is when they're like really reaching.
Oh my God.
Tube photo shoot. Have a full photo shoot in a packed tube car with multiple team members being as obnoxious as possible.
This person did this hungover at like 9 p.m. and by the end was just sending shit.
And then the next one goes full bore gun in the middle of the tube. And then the like bullet point underneath is mental breakdown and pouting.
Full ball gown in the middle of the tube. That's so cursed.
Mental breakdown and pouting.
And pouting.
What would you go for if you had to go for like some of these?
I do quite like the Winona one. There's something about, I mean, I don't, it's so genre because it would be so obvious so quickly that it was just a PR stunt and that's embarrassing. But if you did it, like, I feel like it's not right for Charli XCX, but it's right for someone else.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who. I don't. Crashing a bar mitzvah and singing, like, crashes the song. That's random. Crashes That's drag so brunch random. And lip syncs to her own songs across. I mean, like, gets nipple pierced at Claire's is pretty funny.
Yeah. What's her face? Rachel Sennett said nipples pierced at Claire's immediately. And then Jordan Firstman goes, mental breakdown and pouting, ? And then someone goes, that's my sun, moon, and rising. Her fans are honestly so funny. And and then someone goes, I need the sex tape.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's, I would die if I worked for her and that happened, but it's fucking funny. She has a Finster that I'm on, which usually she would post that sort of shit on, but she just went like main grid.
I love it.
She posts like really funny shit on her Finster, but then, yeah, she just decided to like main grid this. I was like, whoa.
I mean, it's a good strategy. Either her, I mean, she does do this thing where she kind of pokes fun at her people. She's like talked pretty openly about the TikTok of it all and her record label being nightmares about it. It's a pretty good, it's so hard to be, I do feel sorry for artists nowadays because it's so hard to break out and be that kind of like mainstream, popular, successful artist. But then you're also surrounded by this infrastructure of people who come up with shit like that. But you don't want to like burn the bridge, but you also want to stay relevant. It's hard. It's hard out there. It's hard out there in the era of TikTok.
I know. I so can't wait for this new album. Not to make it all about me. Except she said that... So her Crash era, which is when I became a fan of hers, which is like the most Jade time to become a fan of hers, because her Crash era was like her sellout era. So she just basically made like pop tracks that she knew would get the girlies to love her. And it just worked on me.
It worked, like, yeah.
Wildfire. And then she, when I missed her Coachella show and still, when I think about like if you could turn back time to one day and change history, it would be
one day.
It would be that day.
You could go back in time and do one thing for humanity.
It would be changing
and it
the
cuts
time
to you seeing Charlie XCX at Coachella in 2022
dancing to Boom Clap at Coachella. But she fucking said that that's the end of her pop bitch, so I don't know what's next. I don't know what to expect. She's probably just gonna go like cool and underground again. But you know, she's engaged, which is the most cursed thing about her. She's engaged to the drummer of Matt Healy's band.
That, yeah, they're so prolific in a way. Like him dating Gabriette is like the hold they have. Gabriette and Charlie XCX, same band.
Yeah,
same Jade crazy. Band.
Same Jade band.
Wow. Did you see Taylor Swift? How could you not? How could one not? Having a little smooch after some sort of football-related event.
He got into the, which is quite mental for America as a whole, he got into the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. So the Super Bowl is going to be crazy.
Well, then I saw on TikTok, but I actually was bored. I'm over my manic ADD obsession with Taylor Swift. But
yeah.
I saw on TikTok someone trying to figure out if she could actually go to the show because she's on tour. So they were like doing some like diagram thing, trying to work out if her flight could make it back because I think she's meant to be in like China or something on tour. So maybe she won't be there. But it's like crazy for... It's crazy for those two men who spoke to the New York Times about making him famous that he's now gotten into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and she's obviously not been put off. She seemed very cute and loved up and happy.
Did you see her nails? Apparently she does her own manicures, which is cursed.
Are they red?
No, they were like sparkly. Oh, so bad.
It's nice to be Jade. She, yeah, that's all I have to say on that topic. The Super Bowl. Travis Kelce's having a great year. It's nice to see two people have a good year.
Who?
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Achieving goals. That's how I wanted to feel about Megan. That's why I'm feeling a bit down, a bit dispirited. I just wanted her to have a big comeback moment.
I didn't actually listen to Hiss. That's so bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, it's really good. And she makes all these, like, amazing jabs at her ex-boyfriend and, like, all these men who claim that they've dated her and how she's the only thing that gives them relevancy. It's, like, really, really... I loved it. And I love the music video.
Yeah.
And I love the cover art. It's so good as well.
Also, if you listen back to her like victim impact statement thing, or that she, or maybe it was, it wasn't her like proper victim impact statement, but whatever she released for Elle, it's, she's just so eloquent, so put together. So she was just basically being like, why the fuck did they keep trying to push in court, like whether I had a sexual relationship with this man or not? Like, it just makes, she's just been so great in those ways for like fucking domestic abuse, of like also black people not taking black women seriously, just like all of these different things. Then Nicki Minaj comes out and calls her a Bigfoot. It all goes down the drain.
All the hard work is undone.
So jokes.
The first big celeb drama of the year. There's always going to be one. There's always going to be one. What's up with that? There never won't be one.
January feels like it's been going for 4 billion years.
I actually agree. It feels like it's been 3 months.
I also want to start the year on February 1st. I'm starting the year. January does not count. I was like, last year, just to put it into perspective, last January I ran 81 kilometers.
Amazing.
In January, just like doing little runs. This January, it's like 7. I was like, this is not counting. I'm starting in February.
Starting tomorrow. Oh, it's 2 days for you.
Yeah, 2 days for me. But anyway, must go.
Must go. Goodbye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.